Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Musher Hugh Neff is talking back to UConn Quest organizers who this week banned him from next year's race for poor dog care. The censure announced Tuesday is based on a necropsy of a Neff dog named Boppy, who died in this year's race. The postmortem analysis found the dog to be in generally poor health prior to aspirating on vomit. In a video posted on his Facebook page yesterday, Neff, a two-time past Quest champion from Toke, confirms he will appeal the disciplinary action, characterizes it as a personal attack, and says he won't grovel.
I'm not going to go in front of a board of people that I know don't like me and won't respect my word to get them to try to change their minds, which this is the opportunity they've been waiting for.
The necropsy on Boppy found that the dog had stomach ulcers, intestinal inflammation, worms, skeletal muscle necrosis, severe weight loss, and muscle wasting. Neff says he's being singled out when other mushers have also had, quote, dog issues.
Obviously, dogs get skinny when it's 50 below out and you're running 1,000 miles and you're trying to pour food into them. They never even interviewed the people at 40 Mile where this incident happened, and that just blows my mind. So they're just going off of paperwork and their own feelings about what they see number-wise.
Neff has not responded to requests for comment. Quest boards in Alaska and the Yukon approved the censure recommended by a race rules committee. Committee chair veterinarian Kathleen McGill confirms that the censure is based on necropsy results, but adds that information from Neff and race vets also pointed to subpar care.
The dog had gastric ulcers, stomach ulcers, which can be prevented by giving H2 blockers like Pepcid and Prilosec. Hugh admitted to the head vet he did not give those. This dog had whipworms, which speaks to not having a deworming program in the kennel, an appropriate deworming program.
McGill says Boppy's condition was especially poor, but acknowledges that a necropsy allows a much better assessment than basic exams conducted before the race and along the trail.
All these other conditions that came up during the necropsy pointed to that the dog was in a lot worse condition than the vets would even have known.
McGill emphasizes that rule changes implemented for the 2017 race raised the bar for dog care.
We have a renewed interest in dog care. It's in our new code of the trail that's at the beginning of the rules, where we have to look at that dog care and what we truly mean by excellence in dog care. And unfortunately, it was this case.
McGill says if Neff requests, he will get an informal hearing to discuss the censure, but she emphasizes that the action is final and not subject to appeal. Under the measure, Neff is banned from the 2019 Quest and must complete the shorter Quest 300 before being able to register for the 1,000-mile race in the future. A dozen bison from interior Alaska are set to be transported to Siberia as part of a geoengineering project.
We are buying 12 bison from Delta Junction.
Nikita Zimov and Father Sergei plan to transport the year-old animals to what they call Pleistocene Park, a 20-square-kilometer research plot in eastern Siberia, where the Russian scientists are trying to recreate an ice age ecosystem.
We know that the main four species are mammoths, bison, horses, and reindeer. And bison are actually the most dominant.
The Alaska bison will complement horses, musk oxen, reindeer, and yaks that Zimovs have transplanted to Pleistocene Park. The rewilding project is an experiment to see if herd animals can prevent the melting of carbon-rich permafrost.
Animals, when they forage, trample down the snow. So when animals trample down the snow, they allow this cold to penetrate, and in the winter, soils freeze much deeper.
Zimov says grasses which proliferate on trammeled earth reflect more sunlight, store more carbon, and dry underlying soils, reducing production of the powerful greenhouse gas methane. It's a small-scale exercise with potentially global implications and worth pursuing, according to ecologist Terry Chapin of Fairbanks.
It takes the actual experiment to determine what the outcome will be. And I think that's the value of Pleistocene Park.
Chapin, an accomplished researcher of the ecological impacts of climate change, has visited the park, knows the Zimovs, and is helping with the effort to transport the bison.
They're going to build the crates that'll carry the bison. They're going to build those in our garage.
And an 11-month-old bison is, like, bigger than you would expect. They weigh about 500 pounds. They don't like to be confined, so they're difficult to deal with. They're kind of like little furry Tasmanian devils with horns.
Luke Griswold Turgis of Haines is making a documentary about Pleistocene Park and handling a lot of the Alaska side logistics, and connected Zimov with the Stevens Village Bison Farm near Delta Junction.
As a favor, it was like, oh, you know, Nikita, let me, I'll just call some people in Alaska and see if I can find out if anyone has any bison for sale.
Called the farm out there and knew right away that we could probably help.
Ben Stevens with Tanana Chiefs Conference says he feels good about some of the tribally raised bison going to Pleistocene Park.
Because it's restoring an animal to the wild.
The bison are quarantined in preparation for travel to Siberia, but Zimov has yet to set a departure date.
I think our time from early June, the latest.
Zimov says he's working to secure an air carrier to fly the bison to Siberia and raising money online to cover the remaining half of the $200,000 project cost. I'm Dan Bross.